I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and enduring memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Jonas Salk's Miracle Shot. Growing up in Kane in the 1940s and 1950s, as in the rest of the USA, kids and their parents alike lived in fear of the mysterious polio virus. If surviving the war years wasn't enough to fray your nerves, there was a new and dangerous battle on the home front. Poliomyelitis infections caused death and paralysis for much of human history. By 1910, polio outbreaks became frequent throughout the world, primarily in large urban centers during the summer months. At its peak after World War II, polio would paralyze or kill over 500,000 people worldwide each year. The spread of the dread disease gave rise to extraordinary public response and positive reaction, spurring the development of new methods to prevent and treat polio. Grassroots efforts like the March of Dimes, which raised funds in retail and door-to-door campaigns in Kane, united local residents against a common enemy. According to Wikipedia, Franklin D. Roosevelt became totally and permanently paralyzed from the waist down from a polio-like ailment in 1921. Although the paralysis had no cure at the time, Roosevelt, who had planned a life in politics, refused to accept the limitations of his disease. He tried a wide range of therapies, including hydrotherapy in Warm Springs, Georgia. In 1938, Roosevelt helped found the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, now known as the March of Dimes, that raised money for the rehabilitation of victims of paralytic polio and was instrumental in funding the development of polio vaccines. The March of Dimes changed fundraising of the day. Rather than soliciting large contributions from a few wealthy individuals, the March of Dimes sought small donations from millions of individuals. Its hugely successful campaigns collected hundreds of millions of dollars. One of Kane's more publicized polio cases involved 14-year-old Monty Montgomery, son of Mr. and Mrs. Paul Montgomery, who spent nearly 5 months at Zemzem Hospital in Erie when his right leg was paralyzed in October of 1951. Although his recovery was slow and arduous, and proved the end of his promising athletic career, Monty covered local sports for the Kane Republican before enrolling at Penn State in 1955, where his younger brother Tim became a big-time football star in the 1960s. Some of the local victims who fell prey to polio, many of whom were infants or children, according to the Kane Republican, include Ronnie Nystrom, Linda Frost, Rosemary Ferranto, George Myers, Catherine Carlson, Ronald Carlson, Phyllis Carlson, Diane Clyde, Terry Smith, David Mullen, Tommy Neely, Howard McNanny, Lee Grush, Daniel Beck, Anna Beck, Grace Polinsky, and Arthur Johnson of Wilcox. Polio was a dangerous plague, pure and simple. Its symptoms came on so fast that one day you had a headache, and an hour later paralysis would set in. How far the virus made its way up your spine determined whether you could walk afterward or even breathe. Parents waited fearfully every summer to see if it would strike. One case turned up and then another. But thanks to fundraising generated by the March of Dimes and to scientists that kept a laser-like focus on eradicating the disease, hope was finally on the horizon. Jonas Salk, a talented researcher at the University of Pittsburgh, developed a vaccine that was first tested in 1952. In October of that year, the virus continued to strike the hilltop when four new cases necessitated the closing of James City schools. The Salk vaccine, or inactivated poliovirus vaccine, IPV for short, consists of an injected dose of killed poliovirus. In 1954, the vaccine had been tested for its ability to prevent polio. The field trials involving the Salk vaccine would grow to be the largest medical experiment in history. On April 14, 1954, a shipment of the Salk vaccine was transported under refrigeration by Air Express and picked up by police to delivered to various test areas in Pennsylvania. As the shipment sped through, Ridgeway State Police brought the vaccine to Wilcox, where it was picked up by Corporal Robert Bamet before being consigned to McKean County Health Director Dr. H. J. McGee. Dr. Charles Cleland, Dr. William Potts, and Dr. William Anderson headed the local team that would administer the vaccine. On May 3, 1954, second grader, brave Timmy Bradybaugh of Kane, was the first to receive his shot. According to the Kane Republican, young Davy Johnson was disappointed upon receiving his historic injection because it didn't hurt. According to Wikipedia, after extensive testing, the miracle vaccine was announced to the world by Salk on April 12, 1955. Immediately following a lengthy licensing period, widespread vaccination campaigns were launched across the country. By 1957, the annual number of polio cases in the U.S. was reduced from a peak of nearly 58,000 to 5,600 cases. 8 years after Salk's success, Albert Sabin developed an oral polio vaccine, OPV for short, using live but weakened virus. Human trials of Sabin's vaccine began in 1957, and it was licensed in 1962. Following the development of Oreo polio vaccine, a second wave of mass immunizations led to further decline in the number of cases. By 1961, only 161 cases were recorded in the United States, bringing a happy end to a national nightmare. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.